Mike and Kevin and good friends, I'm deeply honored, of course. You'll know how much in a minute. But if you'll permit me, I also want to spend a moment on Mac, one of the great citizens of this state, a friend to countless people. I was fortunate enough to qualify, I think, for that label. And the kind of person, as we've heard repeatedly illustrated tonight, that a great state, a state aspiring to greatness, can never have enough of. I just wanted to tell you that because of my affection and admiration for this person, I asked his family last week at a magnificent, uplifting memorial service if they would object, if I were to propose the naming of a suitable site in our state for this one-of-a-kind citizen, and if they didn't, if they would give me a suggestion of something appropriate. And I just thought tonight might be the place, and this might be the group of people to ask to help me. I will ask the next General Assembly for authority to name the 41 bypass on the south and east side of his beloved hometown of Vincennes, a much-used road that travels past the 13th fairway of the golf course on which he learned to play, for Mac McCormick. I would just ask the legislators in this room and those they look to for advice to support us in that. And let's honor this great Hoosier in this inadequate way. Thank you. I do thank you for this award, and I know you will not take this as any mark of ingratitude if I'm brief in saying so, but awards are about the past. This state and the people who lead it in its public, private, and nonprofit sectors must be, in each waking moment, about the future and how we build a great one. And I appreciate the mentions of things occurred that have occurred in an eventful 22 months in our state. But those things we have done so far, in my opinion, are just a modest beginning and only a fraction of the things we must do if Indiana is to realize the enormous potential that I see and if we are to effect the change we need in order to see that future. Starting tomorrow, I will unveil for you and our fellow citizens, round three of a comeback agenda that I think has the potential to see us to that future. Tomorrow, a new proposal for jobs and growth, a new infrastructure proposal that I'm very excited about that I think can mean so much to a huge swath of our state. Beyond that, new investments in education, now that we have the wherewithal to do it, led by full-day kindergarten, which is overdue in this state. And for goodness sake, let's make the next General Assembly the place where we do that. In a week or two, a new proposal to bring health insurance to 100,000 or more Hoosiers who tonight live without the peace of mind that that brings. There is a practical way to do this. We've been working on it. I'll tell you all about it in 2 weeks. It's intolerable that as many as a half million Hoosiers tonight are without the health insurance that probably everyone in this room benefits from. Let's find a way to bring more of them into that family of the protected. We'll make a decision and share it with you by month's end about an essential reform in this state. We must reform the welfare system in this state. Today, one of America's worst. It disserves its clients. It makes errors at an unacceptable rate. It wastes tens of millions of tax dollars. It has the worst welfare-to-work record in America and has throughout the 10 years since the federal reforms of the mid-90s were passed. There is a way to do this. We must do it. The status quo is not acceptable. Let me just say in this connection that reform of this system and many others that we find in the delivery of public services can often be best accomplished through the genius, the competitive drive of the private sector. And some have criticized the notion that we might sometimes better deliver public services by private means, and have talked in ways that could almost be read as denigrating the private sector per se. Let me just put it on the record. The policy of this administration is to build the biggest, strongest, most profitable private sector possible in the state of Indiana at the smallest government we can get by with and serve the public interest. This weekend, I will outline some steps we must take to modernize the care which we take with this state's veterans. It's ironic that a state of patriots, a state that reveres those who have served in our nation's uniforms as we do, has not kept our systems for and our provision for these men and women and their families up to the standards of other states. We can fix this. And undergirding all of this must be a continued fiscal reconstruction of Indiana's state government. And so next month, after the receipt of the newest revenue forecast, I will propose to the General Assembly a ceiling on spending below the revenue that we expect to see come in. It will be must be a very cooperative venture to decide together how those dollars are spent, what the priorities are. Everyone must share and contribute in that. But there must be a bottom line. There's been a lot said lately about blue states and red states. Well, I don't know which we are. Don't much care. But we will not be a red ink state again as long as I am governor, and I hope I'll have your support for that. I commend all those who sought and worked hard and secured public office yesterday in our state, people in both parties. Thank you for the sacrifices you're prepared to make to serve your fellow citizens. I am very optimistic. I am really looking forward to the months ahead. I know that people in both parties share the goals I have just mentioned. And I see it as my responsibility to advance ideas, sometimes new ideas, for how we might reach those goals, and then to welcome any constructive alternative or modification or amendment of those ideas that might get us together and get us to the objective. I called the speaker to be this morning. We had a great talk. He says he's eager to work together. I believe him. I am too. Indiana's problems won't wait. They won't wait on us to work out any disagreements. They must be attacked by the common purpose that is so evident in this room tonight. And I can't wait to get started. I want to thank you profusely for this honor. I want to thank you more so for the wealth, the jobs, the economic growth that the people in this room are creating for each other and for their fellow citizens in your day jobs. And in the things you do, in the businesses you have built, the businesses you have started, and the businesses you are nurturing and growing, the last 22 months, I believe, show what is possible in this state. Let the next several months and the years beyond be times when we do far, far more than the partial and faltering and first steps that you were so kind to mention tonight. Thank you very much.